recorded, right? So
it is now.
Perfect.
Okay. All right, it's 6:30, so we'll get started.
I'm gonna skip my screen share.
Welcome everybody to Planning Commission, January 26th, 2021. Great to be with you all. Pandemic month 10, whatever it is. Before we get started, I'd like to read a basic proclamation of the North Salt Lake Planning Commission. Whereas the Planning Commission chair has determined that conducting public meetings of the Planning Commission with an anchor location or physical location where the public could attend in person presents a substantial risk to the health and safety of those who may be present at that location based on the current COVID-19 pandemic and the limited staff support to properly ensure physical distancing and sufficient disinfection for attendees and staff. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Planning Commission shall hold meetings for the month of January 2021 by electronic means only and will not include an anchor physical location where the public could attend in person. Thanks for that. Makes sense. We all want to be safe and avoid the Rona. So I am going to my agenda. Let's start with a pledge of allegiance, and Commissioner Larson has offered that pledge. Commissioner?
Please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Commissioner. Let's go to public comments. Are there any public comments unrelated or honestly related to the agenda at hand? There are no public hearing items on the agenda. So are there any general public comments of any type that anybody would like to share? Okay, hearing none, we will move on to our regular agenda. And today we welcome two new commissioners, which is a big deal for our little band of siblings serving on the commission. So we welcome Catherine Mouse and Ronald Jorgensen. And I wanna thank you both for agreeing to serve and to be part of looking out for the public interest in North Salt Lake. And if I could, I'd like to invite you both to tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, what's your connection to our fair little city? You know, what are some areas of expertise that you bring to the commission? Anything that you feel like you want to tell us? Let's start with Catherine.
Yeah, hi, my name is Catherine. Thank you guys so much for this opportunity. I'm very excited to be part of this group and honored to have been considered for this position. My background currently, I'm working in Utah's largest statewide land trust. So we do land conservation throughout the state of Utah. So my background is kind of in like environmental biology and ecology in terms of education. And then my work is kind of in land use for the purposes of conservation. So that's kind of where my background is. I'm currently in my master's degree at the University of Utah, and I'll be finishing up this spring. So hopefully I'll have some more knowledge to bring to the table there. I just moved to North Salt Lake actually about 2 years ago and kind of just fell in love with the community here. So I'm really excited to be a part of this group and yeah, hopefully keep it a great place.
Catherine, that's awesome. Can I ask, what is your organization that you work for and what is the degree you're working on?
Yeah, I work for Utah Open Lands Conservation great. Association. And then I'm getting my Master's of Science and Technology degree in environmental science.
Awesome. That's perfect. Okay, Ron Jorgensen, let's turn to you and have you introduce yourself.
Yeah, thanks, Ted. It's nice to be with all of you tonight. I'm a long-term resident of North Salt Lake, so that's part of my interest in this. Holly and I have lived here in Scenic Hill Circle for 25 plus years. And by way of education, I'm a civil engineer. I also have a master's in business administration. I spent a lot of years working in utility and pipeline related type of work. I'm still a registered professional engineer. You know, I've done statewide charitable organizations. I've done federal advisory committees and so forth. Really, I think now that I'm retired, been retired for about the last year, I still want to maintain engagement. But the one area that I really haven't had a lot of active involvement, which I'm looking forward to, is working with all you on local, you know, local issues. So got a lot to learn. I'm looking forward to kind of picking some of your brains and, you know, trying my level best to be a good resident and kind of give back.
Thanks, Ron. And thanks, Catherine. Catherine, do you go by Catherine?
Yep, okay. Catherine's great.
I would just invite you both, and I would love to hear from other commissioners as well, to it's okay and sort of understandable to feel like, hey, I'm new, I'm gonna sit back a little bit and I'm gonna listen. But I also want to invite you, you know, new eyes are super valuable and they're rare, right? I mean, to be able to see how we operate as a commission, as a city, our ordinances, you know, a new perspective is like super golden. And I would encourage you to feel like, hey, I'm one of seven and I have every bit as much right to say what I say, to ask a question, to go ahead and use my, hey, I'm a new person status and not feel afraid to ask anything you wanna ask. So, hey, you're one of the group. You're not, just because you're new doesn't mean you can't say what you want to say. In fact, I would lean into this job. So that's my only suggestion there, and love to hear anybody else who wants to say anything about that. Okay, so let's jump into the regular agenda. It's a pretty sort of administrative leaning agenda here today. So a good one for new commissioners. Our first of those items is a consideration of a conditional use permit for Direct Auto Care at 425 North, 400 West. And that is Shanna Lopez, the applicant. And I'm turning this to whom?
To me.
Right on.
Okay. So Shanna's actually with us tonight, if you guys want to talk to her after. Essentially, what is going on here? Let me go to the next screen. There we go. All right. So this business is planning to occupy the third building on this lot, and it's right here. I have it circled in the aerial map so you guys can see it better as well. It is in the manufacturing distribution zone, and in that zone, car dealers are a permitted use, which they are planning to be. But what is requiring them to do a conditional use permit is the automotive body paint and interior repair and maintenance. In the code, that is a conditional use. Essentially what their business plan is that they will buy cars that have clean and salvage titles, repair any body damage that might have occurred, and prep them to be sold. And then they will proceed to sell them in 3 to 4 intervals in the front of their building. This picture is a little outdated, so don't let it scare you. There's quite a few cars back there, but since speaking with them and since they have started this application process, they have reduced the amount of cars they're going to store in the back parking lot towards the west to 10, or about 10 at a time. And this is paved, so there aren't concerns with drainage or anything like that. They will use the side parking over here. Can you guys see my cursor? I'm not sure what you're seeing.
We can see that.
Okay, so the side parking right here is used for customer and employee parking. They have one painted and signed ADA stall right here in this area. And then right here, they will store 3 to 4 cars on average that are prepped and ready to be sold. As far as we're concerned, they fit all of our parking requirements. They plan to have a maximum of 3 employees at this location. The majority of the work will be the action of selling cars and then also painting them. And the major equipment used at this location will be a paint booth, frame rack, vehicle lift, jumper, and other miscellaneous bodywork tools. We found, and they also agree, that there will be minimal noise, potential health hazards, and traffic generation. And so the DRC recommends approval of this conditional use permit with a few conditions. South Davis Metro Fire would like to see their paint booth specifications, as it's a requirement for fire code, and also their plans for fire suppression due to the size of the building and the paint booth and type of work they'll be doing. And that's it.
Okay, thanks, Mackenzie. Nice job. Is the applicant here?
She's Shanna. She's here.
Hi, Shanna. Miss Stevens, would you like to add anything?
No, I think she covered it pretty well.
Okay, we may have questions for you, but thanks for being with us. I'll open it up to the commission for questions or comments.
Okay.
Question.
Go ahead, Elisa.
I think you said this, Mackenzie, but the entire area where the cars will be parked is paved, even in that back corner?
So the cars, they only are going to have 10 or so cars in that ballpark. So this is an outdated picture, and it is paved up until about this point, is my understanding. Is that correct, Shanna?
Yeah, and we have in the back where it was dirt, we put gravel. So there's not dirt there anymore.
Okay.
And you don't plan to park cars back there, correct?
No.
Okay, just wanted to make sure that's said.
Because we've been on a shop downtown, we knew to put down gravel, because that was a requirement in downtown Salt Lake that we had to meet.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
To the back of the building where the cars will be parked, the west, is there any kind of fencing around there, or is there security concerns there?
There is fencing all along where you see the trains in the back and to the side. And then there's also fencing between the two buildings adjacent to them. So this area hasn't had security problems.
Do you have any lighting back there, or is there any lighting in the area where the cars would be parked?
Yes, there is lighting.
Is it a chain link fence around there? Sorry, I didn't have a chance to drive by the property. I usually do that, but I didn't.
It's a chain link fence. And then I believe there's barbed wire on top. It's a really high fence.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Shanna. It's Ron. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. We appreciate you being with us. Hey, I realize that you're going to submit the specs on the paint booth to the South Davis Fire Department and so forth, but I am curious, you know, can you tell us a little bit about the type of equipment, and can there be any kind of nuisance conditions? You know, I don't know if they're susceptible to odors or anything else, but can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so part of city requirement, I believe, is a fire extinguisher I know we have about 15 fire extinguishers, because we've had the city come to take a look, so that we meet that requirement for fire extinguishers. And then the other requirement is that the paint has to be kept in a lock cabinet along with any solvents. So that requirement is met. And then most times when we've had a city inspection, they asked about oil changes. We don't do any oil changes or basic mechanic work like that. We take it outside. So what we're doing is painting like light bumpers and stuff like that. And then We use All-Star fire suppressant, and they're going to be sending over our fire suppressant plans to Mackenzie.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you associated with the auction at all, or just in close proximity?
We buy cars from the auction. We're close to Copart. And then Mannheim is on the other side. They're pretty close by. So we're in between the two.
Okay, well, we can keep asking any questions or comments that we need to. And if Commissioner feels ready to put forward a motion, that is welcome as well.
I'll make a motion.
Thanks.
I move that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit Direct Auto Care located at 425 North 400 West number 3 with the following conditions: submit paint booth specs plans for review by South Davis Metro Fire, provide fire suppression information to South Davis Metro Fire.
Thanks, Commissioner. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, the chair recognizes Commissioner Van Langeveld on the second. Any comments on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please signify.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, that carries unanimously. So congratulations, Ms. Stevens, and good luck to you.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I will close out now. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Shanna. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Yeah.
Take care. Good luck.
Take care, bye.
Oh, there's our parking plan. Whoops.
Oh, okay.
We're good. I shut it anyway, so you're good.
Okay, right on. Well, call her back. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so our next agenda item is a consideration of a conditional use permit for the fitness group, 215 North Redwood Road, number 7. Bill Patterson as the applicant. And is this back to you, Mackenzie?
Sure is. I'm the only one talking tonight. Yeah. Okay, so I am unsure if the applicant is here tonight with us. Essentially, what the fitness group does is they operate retail stores within Utah and Idaho, and they sell and service and install fitness equipment such as treadmills, weight benches, and all of those types of things. They are wanting to use the Suite 7 at 215 North Redwood Road, which, if I can get my map to work. Here's your building in the CG zone. This suite they're wanting to use for to receive inventory from manufacturers and then deliver to customers and other retail outlets. Eventually, they would like to use part of this space as a retail sales floor. That's not for a while though. Right now, the main use will be to just basically warehouse and be a wholesaler. So the reason they are here today is sporting and recreational goods and supplies wholesalers is a conditional use in the CG zone. They have gone through all the steps as far as parking and they meet parking requirements, even if they do plan to move part of their business into the sales category, they are still going to meet parking requirements with 11 parking stalls. And this is shared in this complex, but it should still be fine. And one more thing to note, they will only receive 5 to 7 deliveries per week, and it will be during normal business hours. And there will be one person working at this facility. There might be two more that come and go, but really this will just be one person who will manage and help the deliveries when they come in and then help people when they come out to go to the buyer. So that is what I have on that. The Development Review Committee would like to recommend approval for this conditional use with no conditions.
Thanks, Mackenzie. Okay, so I'm just doing a basic check. Mackenzie, you said the applicant's not here. I'm just doing a basic check.
Yeah, I do.
Is the applicant here? Okay. You know, if the applicant shows up, that's fine. And if not, that's fine as well. So I'll open up to the commission for deliberation and questions to staff.
Is that the old Brighton Homes building?
Yeah, I believe so. I've had a lot of talk about that recently. And when we brought it up in DRC, they all agreed that this would be a really great use in that spot because there won't be parking issues or anything that was faced from that other business.
I have a question about the parking of the trailer and the truck, 14-foot truck and 14-foot trailer. As we look at this overhead, where exactly in the back would that be? Would it be like across two parking stalls potentially in the back?
I believe that's their plan, and it would be during off business hours. So they would probably just put it right up near their business, if not just kind of over here. There's, if you go over there, there's trailers all the time parked right there.
Trailers of that size too?
Yeah. And actually, if you look at, so in the previous imagery, you can see trailers right there. I don't know if that's the best picture. I wish they were here so they can answer that better, where exactly they want to put it.
Thank you.
Mackenzie or Sherry, can you explain why this does need a permit? Is it because of the suppliers of wholesalers that we would want to keep that as a conditional use permit in the general commercial?
I just read the code. Sherry, you say it.
So I do think that we probably want to go through our list of permitted and conditionally permitted uses and re-examine them. I don't know why this particular use was chosen to be a conditional use, but I think maybe at some locations it might have impacts. And so they wanted to just be more careful and make sure that they had, you know, seven other eyes besides the staff's eyes looking at it to get do the approval.
That makes sense. Thank you.
Commissioner, I think that's a great question. And, you know, perhaps for Jorgensen and Mouse, did I say it right? Mal? Mouse? Mal?
Yeah, great. That works. No, wait, you should tell us how to say it so we all know.
It's honestly half and half. Even my parents say moss and mouse. So most people say moss.
Moss?
Okay, moss. Okay.
Okay.
You know, these kinds of applications, they're both rare and they should, I would say, even be rarer. This is the kind of stuff that the staff doesn't really need us. Hey, I'm editorializing, okay? But here's my point, consistent with what Commissioner Larson was saying. I'm just seconding what she said, which is, you know, we can advise the staff on changes to code. Now, we don't make those changes to code. That's the council, but we can advise them. We can say, hey, will you take a look at that? And in this case, this kind of stuff, you know, maybe we don't need to look at it. Maybe they can make a decision without us. That frees us up to do other work. So that kind of stuff. So nice job, Commissioner Larson. So the chair would entertain a motion, not like you need me to entertain it. You can say a motion anytime you want. So still would entertain it nonetheless. Because I do that, entertain stuff.
I'll make a motion. Oh. Go ahead, Brandon.
No, please. Commissioner Van Lingen.
Hey, then you're on deck for a second. The development, wait a minute. Possible motion. I'm just following along here. The Development Review Committee recommends approval. All right, I move that we approve a conditional use permit for the fitness group located at 215 North Redwood Road with no conditions.
Thanks, Commissioner V. Is there a second?
I'll second.
From Commissioner Tucker, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Really quickly,
aye.
Do we need to add the unit number on that?
Oh, thank you, Commissioner Larson.
Sorry.
Are you okay with that, Commissioner V? Okay, so the friendly amendment has been accepted. And let's do a revote. No, let's do a re-second. So
re-second it.
Motion, Tucker, you're ahead of me. Nice job. The amended motion has been seconded. And now let's revote. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so that carries unanimously. And
hey guys, I'll never do that again. I will make sure it says the right thing. I'm sorry, but thank you for covering me.
Hey, it's okay. That's all right.
I learned. Now I'm going to be super analytical when it comes to that and read it 8 times before I print it. So.
Okay, well, all right. So thank you and good luck to that applicant. So now we go to the appointment of the Planning Commission Chair for the 2021 calendar year.
Do you need a nomination?
Say it again. What?
Do you need a nomination?
We're all ready to nominate.
We're all ready to nominate you.
Here.
So let's go this way. So if anybody is interested in this chairship for the calendar year, just let it be known before we figure out how we want to proceed.
Ted, it's Ted.
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Ted.
I'll second that.
Okay, so for my own part, I am willing to be chair.
Yeah, we weren't even going to ask.
No, that wasn't on the table.
Somebody else is the chair, right? I'm just saying. I'm like, it's okay. It's fine. So, but I am willing to serve. I really do want to just see, does anybody else want to throw their hat in the ring there? Okay, so.
I'm railroaded.
So let's see here. So then the nomination in view is for Chair Knowlton to continue. There's not a competing motion, right? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye as well. Any opposed?
Can we just get that permanently attached to his plaque so he can never not be chair?
We do need a vice chair, though, in the event that Ted is
right on.
Unable to perform the duties for which you have given him.
Right on. So let's go to that. Nominations. Now, Sherry, do you have a suggestion on how we handle the vice chair? Is that also by interest, or do we start the nomination by tenure?
I don't care how you do it.
Okay, I got it.
However you would like to.
So so it's open to anybody, right? I mean, I think, you know, Tucker, Larson, and Ward, after myself, you guys have been serving longer than Van Langeveld, Jorgensen, and Mouse. But it can be anybody. So I shouldn't have even said that. I just colored it. Sorry.
I would like to make a motion. I would nominate Commissioner Larson as vice chairman.
That's great. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. So that is a nomination for Commissioner Larson to be our vice chair. Anybody else or discussion on that? Okay, all in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I was going to nominate you, Bill.
I beat you to it.
Okay, that's great. All right. Hey, it's great. For Mouse and Jorgensen, a point of awareness that, you know, the chair does not make motions. I think, which is really wise, because if you're driving the discussion and you're making the motion, it gives you too much sway. So it's really wise to have that be in our in our rules to say, I don't get to make a motion. Just be aware of that. I think it's super wise. And then when Brianna fills that role, she likewise will not be able to make the motion. Okay, where are we at on the agenda? Report on
action items.
Yep.
So I don't have any items to report because I've been preoccupied with my mother's passing on Saturday. So
sorry, what?
My mother passed away on Saturday. And so I don't have any action items ready for you. So
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Sherry.
It's one of those things, right? It's the circle of life. So she's not suffering anymore, but we'll miss her a lot. So a lot of things to do. Holy cow, a lot of things to do.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. And
thank you.
Yeah. Thoughts are with you. I apologize.
Oh, no, don't apologize.
Even so, right? I mean, even if it's like, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, my condolences, Sherry.
Thanks, guys.
I lost my mom a couple months ago, and no matter how old you are,
right,
it is difficult.
Yep, I'm an orphan now. You just feel that way. It's like,
oh, when she said that to me, I told her she's the prettiest orphan I've ever seen. So that's what we're sticking with. And I might get in trouble from HR, so it's fine.
It's a good thing I'm HR too.
Okay, so nothing else that to talk about there then. Okay. Well, hey, we're grateful to have you here tonight.
Sure, from my home, so.
That's good.
With my beautiful poster.
A nice aspect of our life under COVID. Okay, well, let's go to the minutes from the 12th of January. And Andrea, nice job on the minutes. This was a light meeting on the 12th. Are there any comments on the minutes, modifications to the minutes? And I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. I move that the Planning Commission approve the meeting minutes from January 12th, 2021.
Thanks, Commissioner. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
From Commissioner Ward. All in favor say aye. Aye. Okay. All right. Hey, thanks everybody. To Mouth and Jorgensen, this is about as light as it gets. And, you know, I think most of us, we love it when it's more meaty, because then we're helping to shape our city. So it's a good intro session, but not indicative of the future. Hey, welcome again. So
thank you. And we look forward to working with y'all. I was going to say, this is probably record time for a meeting, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
And again, Sherry, deepest sympathies. Thank you. Look forward to meeting with you in a week and a half or so.
Appreciate it.
Sherry, is there any kind of time frame on when we may potentially be meeting back in person?
I think when, 80% of the population is vaccinated?
Yeah. Next year.
So let's everybody get in line as soon as you can for your vaccination.
Has anybody had one dose yet?
I have.
Awesome.
Okay. I have a brother and a sister and some cousins that have gotten it, their first dose. My sister gets her second dose tomorrow or Thursday.
But when we do meet in person again, we got some fancy schmancy new sound system and mics, and it's going to be really cool. So
we have plexiglass partitions. Can we do that?
No, right now there's a ladder in there that's separating some seats, but that's it.
And we got the screen is down about this far.
It's broken.
Yeah.
There's lots going on in our poor little conference room right now.
We just said if we climb up the ladder and grab on it and then just hang on, maybe it'll come out the rest of the way.
I think maybe for Mouse and Jorgensen, but kind of everybody. You know, on the near-term horizon is the prospective adoption of the form-based code, which would affect the town center area, new regulation for that area that we'll be digging into. So be aware of that. And I don't know, Sherry and Mackenzie, if you have other major items that you just want to put on the radar.
I'm just going to offer up right now that the two new commissioners, you can expect to see a binder with our most updated draft of the form-based code with your next packet so that you can start studying it and familiarizing yourself with it.
And we'll talk about it when we go, when we do the tour. We'll give you, I'll give you the form-based code 101.
That'd be awesome. Thank you.
The tour? I didn't get a tour.
I want a tour.
Well, we're supposed to go buy all the taco stands in North Salt Lake.
I like that.
I'm going to drive them around and show them all the names of the different developments so that when we're talking about them, we they understand what we're referring to. And I did a tour for Councilwoman Gordon, and she for or a couple weeks or maybe it was a couple months ago. I'm not sure.
It was awesome.
Everything is a blur, but
hey, still here. Council Member Gordon, yo.
I just decided that the Planning Commission knows everything, so if I'm going to know anything, I need to start listening to your meetings. So
we've also got to be with you, fun, right? I'm teasing.
That's awesome. All right. Well, hey, nice to hear from you, Natalie, Commissioner, Council Member. Sorry. All right. So we are at adjourn o'clock, it's non-debatable. So we are adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Hey, condolences, Sherry. Sorry.
Oh, thank
that
you.
That happens to all of us.
I know, right?
Yeah, even us older people may have it happen sooner or later.
Yeah, you think you're ready, but you're just never really ready for it.
Nope. And by the way, both my wife and I got our shots today.
Good. Awesome. Nice. Fabulous.
We finally got through.
We love that. That's fabulous.
Have a good week.
You too. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.